In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Eleanor. You know, what I've been thinking about, Eleanor, is that the major proclamation of the church is Jesus Christ, Him crucified and raised from the dead.
Yes.
And I find out that there's so many people that have no idea of who Jesus is. They have no idea who Jesus is and what He wants to be in their life. And you know why? That's why I went on radio, because Jesus is not real in so many people's lives. And the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I'm not telling you that, oh, I'm so great. That's nothing to do with my greatness. I'm not great at all. I'm going to tell you that I just know because people tell me. They write letters to me. We never hear this. And then the second group that writes letters to me, the church is supposed to believe in pro-life. Who preaches pro-life? Who preaches gay marriage, that this is wrong? You see, people write to me and say, you know, we don't hear this in the church. Everybody's welcome. Yes, everybody is welcome, but they have to know what's real and what's not real. We need to know that. You know, most people don't even know that abortion is killing. They don't even know that. It's never been analyzed in the church or any place else. People just don't know. And if you say, you know, what is this generation all about? It's the don't know generation. It's the don't know generation. They don't know. And you know what? They want to know. I remember a story with this woman. It had to do with the Ten Commandments. And it was being told to an adult group. And one lady came and said, "No one ever told me this. No one ever told me about the Ten Commandments." I'm telling you, my friends, we need to know. That means we need to proclaim, and we need to let people know about Jesus, that He is real, and He changes people's lives. I have one person coming to me who had been with a man dating, not doing anything else, but he doesn't want to give his life to Jesus. Dump him. Dump him. You don't need a man that has not given his life to Jesus. You need a man that is a person that loves God and will do anything for the person they're marrying. Now, Eleanor has stories about her cards. Her card, you know what her card says? Eleanor. Just says Eleanor. And people have received these cards and they call her. They call her. Let's see. Tell us some of the stories. I'll tell you the stories of what happened in Tennessee.
Oh, good morning, everyone. It's nice to be here with you, Father. And, gosh, I do have a lot of stories. I haven't been here for a few weeks. So, oh, gosh, where to begin? And I haven't been there on the street where the cards are being given out. For instance, I'll give you a story that, and this is a story of listening to the Holy Spirit. And this is one of our counselors, a wonderful, beautiful counselor. Her name is Anne. And a few weeks ago, she was parked pretty far away from Planned Parenthood, and she was going to walk up to 1055. And right in front of her, there was a couple. They got out of their car, and she said, oh, she said, I think they may be going to Planned Parenthood. But then, see, this is where courage comes in. And listening to that sweet, quiet voice, you know where it says in the Gospel, Father, the Lord doesn't come in the fire or the thunderstorm. He comes in the silence of our hearts. And so the Lord spoke to her and said, get out of your car and speak to this couple. And Ann said, no, I don't think so. Maybe they're not going there. They're probably going shopping. So in just a few seconds, you know how that is. You say, what should I do? And so we need courage to step out of our comfort zone. And so she was going back and forth, and finally she got out of the car, and she went over to them, and she said, good morning. She said, how are you? And then, are you going up to Planned Parenthood? And they said, yes. But the woman right away said, well, I'm not pregnant. Now, Anne could have said, oh, well, okay, she's not pregnant. Okay, well, thank you. Have a wonderful day. But she was now under the mercy of God, and she knew she had to continue. So Anne is very compassionate, and she said, oh, okay, well, anyway, let me tell you what we do. So she gave her little talk, and she said, here is a card with the Eleanor's name on it. And if you just for, you know, just save it for a rainy day. And so Anne called and told me. She said, well, wait a minute. The couple got back in their car, and they drove off. So Anne called me. She was so excited. She said, I think they changed their minds. But, you know, we're pretty our numbers, if we do change, a couple changes their mind, we are authentic. So I said, no, you know, you can't say that, Anne. I said, it looks good, and you did a wonderful job. But I said, maybe they forgot they had another appointment and drove off, et cetera, et cetera. So we just let it go. But I said, you did good work. You got out of your car. You listened to the Lord. It was hard for you to do. She said, very hard. And I said, but you did it. And I said, it's beautiful. So later that afternoon, though, I received a telephone call because the woman had my card. And she said, hi. She said, I just want to thank you. She's talking to me now. She said, I just want to thank you for all your kind words this morning. And she said, it meant a lot to me and my husband. And she said, I am pregnant. And she said, I don't know how you knew that I was going there. She said, and I was going for an abortion. She said, but your sweet, kind words meant so much to us that we decided that we're going to have the baby. So, hallelujah. So what the point of that story is, listen to the Lord, move on what you hear, because it is a true voice. Say, Lord, is this you? And then have the courage, whatever it is. This is what we do. But whatever it is in your life, there's things happening. People need to talk to you. People have troubles. People need help. Whatever it is, and don't say, well, maybe I'm interfering, or maybe I shouldn't say this. Or do it. If you're living with Jesus in your heart and the Holy Spirit speaks through you, then do it, and it will compassionately, whatever it is, and you will see a gentle voice goes a long way. So now I'm working with her and taking her to the Crisis Pregnancy Center, pregnancy help, and making sure she has everything. And she still says, the last time I talked to her, she said, I still don't believe how you knew I was going there, because it was quite a distance away. So that's one beautiful story. And here's a story, Father, where it's so important, like you always say, to be outside. And this happened a few weeks ago, where a woman definitely had her mind for abortion. There was no doubt. She didn't want the baby. And as you said a minute ago, people don't really know what they're saying. They don't want the baby. I mean, they don't want a miracle child. It's hard to believe that. Anyway, Father, I won't get discouraged, but it's hard to believe people are talking like that in its real life. She said, I didn't want the baby. I mean, how can we play God? It's just hard to believe. But anyway, so she did go in, and she came out to have a cigarette, and she met a fine young man by the name of Paul. Now, Paul was there. Here again, I'm not there. But people are there, and Paul is a gentleman, and he started to speak with her, and her eyes started to be opened. that this is to your body, and then there's another body in your body, and it's another heart beating, and we can help you. Please don't do anything today. Take your time. This is a life-changing decision. And what happened, she received my card. So she called me, and we met, and actually, Women's Concern in Revere is where we're going. We've already been there for her first appointment, and her whole mindset has changed. Unbelievable grace. And so somebody was there to receive her as she came out, just not thinking she was going to change her mind. She couldn't believe that she did change her mind. But God works, but He needs people with a gentle, loving spirit to help others that are going through hard times, whether it's an abortion. And when you say everybody just says abortion, they don't realize what they're saying. Whether it's killing your child in the womb, stopping the heartbeat, or whether it's anything else that's going on in this crazy world. So I just like to invite everybody. In fact, you know what I like to think, Father? You know, the gospel this week, of course, love your God with your whole heart and your whole soul and your whole mind, but then love your neighbor as yourself. And sometimes people, you said a minute ago, they don't know. They don't know who their neighbor is. They like to think their neighbor is the one where they go borrow sugar from next door. They don't know who their neighbor is. And I think sometimes people don't really want to know. They don't really want to know who their neighbor is, what the Lord meant by that. So I'd like to invite everybody to think of your neighbor as the child in the womb. And if you love your neighbor, if you love the child in the womb, you will seek help and you will receive help and you will give birth and you will welcome the miracle of God. So that's one way of looking at who is my neighbor. So those are a couple stories, Father, but I think you'd like to say something, and then I probably have a couple more.
Very interestingly enough, when we were in Tennessee, I told them all my stories. That was the mission. The stories that God has given me, because God is active. Do you know that God is active? That He wants to do something? He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you'll find me with you, says the Lord. Do you know that God is active? I'll never forget, and this isn't a story from Tennessee. This lady comes up to me and says, you know, Father, I haven't been able to genuflect in years. My knee was healed. I'm able to kneel now. Now, you might not think that's great, but if it happened to you, you'd say, you know what? That is great. That is great. Then we saw, people that I've just laid hands on their head, never said a word, and the woman comes back to me and says, you laid your hands on my head and I was completely delivered of drugs. Now, that's nothing just to lay hands upon the head and pray in your heart. And then another person that I prayed with by laying hands on her head, and she had this terrible back problem, and the Lord completely delivered her from this back problem. These are things that only God can do. Yesterday I told the people that the gifts of the Spirit does not show you that you're holy. They are things that God wants to do for His people, and we need to be open to them. We need to be open to them. We need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. We need to do that as priests. We need to do that as Christians, because people just don't know Jesus. They don't know Jesus. I thank God for the new priests that are out there, like Father Eric, Father Matt, Father Sanisha, that preach the Word of God and draw people to the heart of Jesus. I'm so glad that things happen. One lady came to me last week. She had her leg amputated when she was a child, and she was not able to touch her other leg. It's been giving her problems. And after the prayer, as I prayed over her head, she said, I can touch my knee without making a noise. She said, it's a miracle for me. It's a miracle. She says, when the doctor does that and places his hand on this knee, I squirm. She said, look at now. I can put my hand on this knee. This is God doing these things because God is active. God is active. He is not passive. He is active. Someone came to Homer this week and told Homer that he prayed with this person and he was healed. It happens when you believe that God wants to do something. And if I don't leave you with anything else, I want to leave you with God wants to do something in your life. He's just not there sitting on a throne watching his people suffer. He wants to enter in to the problems. He wants to enter in to the people's lives. This is what Jesus tells us. This is what Jesus tells us. So the proclamation of the gospel is so important. People do not know, and it's not their fault. It's not their fault. We need to preach it. We need to live it. Not only preach it, but live it. Our lives need to be congruent with what we are preaching, or at least nearly congruent. And I confessed to the congregation yesterday that I need to love God more. I need that. That's what I need to do. And that's not going to make me feel guilty. It's just I know that I need to love God more because he has given everything to me. There's nothing that I have that I haven't received. A couple of weeks ago, we heard the gospel about render to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar and render to God the things that belong to God. Everything belongs to God. He gave us everything. You say, but I worked for it. Who gave you the strength? Mm-hmm. Who gave you the strength? Everything belongs to God.
Oh, beautiful stories, Father, when you were in Nashville. And I love that. God does want to enter in. He so much wants to enter in, but he can't enter in if we don't open the door and begin by our actions to show love, and then he will enter in and carry you the rest of the way. It's a love affair, and it's beautiful. And I'm happy that you had so many healings in Nashville, Father. Praise the Lord. One thing, Father, that happened, I'm not sure if I told this story about, but I want to give a telephone number today because we have Learn Your Options as a crisis pregnancy center, and they have a mobile van that goes around the town and does the ultrasound. I'm not sure if I told this, but a few months ago, we had a young lady that her car wasn't working and she couldn't get to pregnancy help or Learn Your Options in Revere. So we called, and I'm going to give you the telephone number of Teresa. So if you can't get to a place where you want to have a pregnancy test or an ultrasound, and it's all free, you would call this number, and wherever you work, you have to set up the appointment like 24 hours in advance. But this van, now it sounds strange, a van, but it's beautiful inside. It's all modern, and there's an ultrasound machine, and there's a nurse, and it's beautiful inside. You say a van with an ultrasound machine, it doesn't sound right, but it is. It's beautiful. It's state-of-the-art, and everything is free. So if someone is pregnant and they just want a pregnancy test or an ultrasound, or help with the pregnancy, this is the number you could call. In 24 hours, they will meet you at your employment. That's what we did before. We met at where the person worked, and we parked the car, and she had the ultrasound. I thought she wouldn't like the idea myself, I guess because I'm older. But when I told her, this is something modern, she said, that's cool. So I guess the younger people really like it, but it's beautiful. And here's the telephone number, 617-939-6654. And you would speak with Teresa and say, I would like to have your van service or Stork Mobile service or whatever you want to call it. And and they will set up an appointment for you. And then you don't have to get in a car or anything. They come to you. And that particular person that we're talking about just had her baby last week, and she had a baby girl. So that's a happy ending, and I wanted to talk about the van. And then, let's see, Father, there is another story I'm trying. Oh, here's a good story. Well, you know, sometimes people go in to Planned Parenthood to take a pill, and you take a pill, and then they give you a pill, and then the next day you take the second pill, and then you have a miscarriage, but it's actually an abortion. And this day, a few weeks ago, a woman took the first pill, and somebody gave her my card, and she called me at 11 o'clock that night crying. And she said, I changed my mind. I really don't want to have this abortion. What should I do? I said, don't take the second pill. And I sent her to a doctor, high-risk doctor at St. Elizabeth's. And that doctor prescribed, I'm telling you this story, it's possible to reverse that attended abortion. If anybody uses the computer, you can type in reversalpill.com. And the secret is you'd have to take 5 days of progesterone. And so anyway, then they go back for the ultrasound and the baby's fine. Now, I'm not going to say it works 100% of the time, but there is a reversalpill.com if you know anyone that changed their mind halfway through. And then you take progesterone, and she went back for the ultrasound, and everything is fine. And so it is possible. It works. Many happy stories of that reversal, and people don't realize that. And she was so thankful because she was so remorseful. It's a terrible feeling to be in when you're halfway through something. But praise God, we got her through it.
You see, you have to put your life on the line. Christianity has to do with giving our life to Jesus Christ, that his death, resurrection, death, burial, and resurrection is our salvation. There is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus. But then there's something that we need to do. There's something that we need to do. And, you know, when people call me on the phone, I got 2 calls today already to pray for people. And what can I do but pray for people? Because they needed prayer. And one of them didn't even call me. It was someone who called me for that person. And there's something everybody can do. We need to encourage our priests to pray for the unborn, to pray for the women, to pray for people. We need to encourage our priests to say, you know what? It's so important that we pray for the unborn because it's so important. And he'll say, but you know, there might be someone out there that had an abortion. I'm going to tell you, there is someone out there who had an abortion. So you pray also for the healing of people who have had abortions. Yes, maybe the person will come to see the priest, and they need to talk it out. You know, it's not so easy to give up a child. It's not so easy. You know, Planned Parenthood lets you think that it's something quick, and it's not going to affect you in it anymore in the rest of your life. I say, unfortunately, people who give up their children this way through abortion suffer, and no one can help them unless they deal with it with somebody who's going to love them and pray with them. This is so important. I remember being in Washington, D.C. We had gone to the march. The only time I went to the march, we got snowed in. And I was on the phone doing a program, WROL, and I said to people, if you have a problem pregnancy, call this number. It was, what's it called? In Quincy.
Oh,
Friends of the Unborn. Two people called. So we weren't able to go out in March, but it was better. We, from the phone, invited 2 people to go to Friends of the Unborn. You see, God will run with the little faith that you have, because he's not finding very many people with faith.
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that, Father. That Friends of the Unborn, we had a mother about 3 weeks ago, and she had no place to stay. And she truly was homeless. And so we referred her. We have two houses, if anyone is interested in knowing that, where you can go with your pregnancy and stay there until the baby's born and then after. It's called Friends of the Unborn in Quincy. And there's a new house that opened on the Duxbury Line, and it's called Bethesda House. So you can call me and I can give you all those numbers, but there's so many resources. There's adoption. We have three couples waiting, beautiful couples waiting for a child. They can't have a child. And we have houses where you can stay. We have all sorts of resources. We help with groceries and we help with house health insurance and housing. So my telephone number is 617-733-2264. So please call and I can give you all those numbers. There's resources. There's things available. So whoever you're talking to, somebody in your family is pregnant, they're scared, they don't know what to do, please call me and we can work together.
Together, doing the Lord's work. But first of all, we give our life to Jesus. And then Jesus calls us to love people. To love people, and I want you to know, that is always something that works when they find out that we love people. May God bless you today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.